This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on Pierre Dunn, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E. Last name is Dunn, D-U-N-N. On March 2nd, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon review of the records, period. I have taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old male, height 5'11" tall, weight 225 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 1st of 2018, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was rear-ended at a stop, period. No airbags were deployed, period. He states that his left shoulder hit the dash and the patient was jerked, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury, period. He states that he had immediate pain in his low back, comma, left shoulder, comma, and leg, period. Despite treatment, he still continues to have left shoulder pain, which is intermittent in nature, period. It occurs approximately once a week and lasts about a 1 minute, period. It is worse and appears to be triggered by exerting himself with exercise, period. When the pain occurs, it ranges in intensity from 8 to 10 out of 10, period. It is described as a stinging type pain and non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as related by the patient is as follows, period. That day he went to the VA hospital emergency room in Indianapolis, period. X-rays were obtained and he was released, period. He was seen at a chiropractic center a couple days later, which is Glendale Chiropractic Center, period. He was seen there from October to March, approximately 6 months, where he had physical therapy, period. He relates that they did treat the two worst areas, including his low back and left shoulder, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. At times, he has problems dressing himself, period. Lifting can be difficult, period. Yard work is difficult, period. He has time. At times, he has problems lifting groceries, period. Walking is problematic at times when he walks over 5 minutes nonstop, period. Sports such as basketball is affected, period. Sex can be difficult at times, period. Sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include naproxen and insulin, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes naproxen, as well as stretching exercise therapy at home, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and arthritis, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is negative. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient injured his left shoulder when he fell approximately 5 years ago. He was seen at the VA, had x-rays, told he had a bruise and was given medication, but no physical therapy. It resolved approximately 3 months after the onset, period. He did not have any other shoulder pain before this auto accident, period. He did re-injure the left shoulder in a fall in January of 2019 on some ice when he was getting out of his truck, period. He was told that he had a torn rotator cuff, but they were unable to do surgery because his blood sugars were too high, period. His low back was injured in the past in the Army in the 1970s, and he has been put on disability for his low back, period. He has not had any major automobile accidents other than this one, period. He had a work injury in approximately the year 2000 when he injured his left hand doing drywall work as he cut his hand, period. Apparently, there had to be laceration and tendon repair in the emergency room, but there was no permanency, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he is on disability for a back injury since 1988, period. His occupation, it was a maintenance technician, period. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph. I did review several hundred pages of medical records, well over 1,200 pages, period. I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Records from Ortho Indy dated March 6, 2018, which is preceding the automobile accident. He was having discomfort in his right knee over the last year. He presented with a recent MRI of the knee performed on February 8, 2018, showing a tear of the lateral and medial meniscus, period. End of that report. Some diagnostic studies done at the VA. X-rays of the lumbosacral area, May 30th, 2009, showed intermittent age T11 mild compression deformity, no acute osseous abnormality, period. X-rays of the shoulder done the date of the accident, October 1st, 2018, showed no displaced fracture or malalignment, period. MRI of the shoulder at the VA done January 30th, 2019, showed a massive rotator cuff tear with supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis with superimposed full thickness, full with tears, period. Records from Health Source Chiropractic Center dated October 5th, 2018 relate auto accident information that the date was October 1st, 2018. The vehicle was rear-ended and then the vehicle was hit and stayed on the road, period. He was complaining of pain in his entire low back, as well as the left shoulder, right knee, and left side of the neck. On their physical examination, there was restricted range of motion in the left shoulder. There was restricted flexion and extension in the cervical area. In the lumbar area, flexion was mildly limited. Extension was moderately limited. Left lateral flexion was moderately limited, and right lateral flexion was mildly limited, period. New paragraph. After review of all the records and taking the patient's history, it is quite apparent that all the treatment that he was rendered as a result of this automobile accident and as outlined above were all appropriate and necessary, particularly the emergency room visit in the several months of chiropractic care and physical therapy were all appropriate and necessary, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions are, number one, left shoulder trauma and strain with aggravation of prior left shoulder injury. Number two, lumbar trauma and strain with aggravation of prior lumbar injury. Number three, cervical strain resolved. Number four, right knee and leg pain resolved, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 1st, 2018, period. despite appropriate treatment, the patient still has occasional pain in his left shoulder and low back. And it is my feeling that this was an aggravation of prior injuries, period. New paragraph. At this time, the patient does not qualify for any permanent impairment, period. He is still having occasional pains in the left shoulder and low back. And certainly, this automobile accident probably aggravated these pre-existing injuries, period. As I mentioned above, all the treatment that he was rendered were all appropriate and necessary as it relates to this automobile accident, period. As far as a new paragraph, as far as future medical expenses, the patient can benefit by continued anti-inflammatory and analgesics of an over-the-counter type nature, period. A low back brace may also potentially help his low back pain, despite the fact that the majority of his pain is related to his prior back injury, for which he is on disability, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical I have reviewed the patient's medical records and taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, but I have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon review of the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.